Hello and welcome back to First Focus, a podcast of First Presbyterian Church of Columbia, where we seek to update our members with ongoings in different areas of ministry in the church. I'm your host, Troy Cash, and with me today I've got the director of the sports ministry, Mr. Jimmy Easterby. Jimmy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good to see you, Troy. Thanks for inviting me.
Good. I'm glad to have you. I'm excited to speak with you about all the things that you've got going on in the sports ministry. And first off, we can start with the golf tournament that's coming up this weekend. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. It's always a special time for us to have the golf tournament. It brings people from all kind of walks of backgrounds and all in the church and outside the church. But it's going to be Friday, April 30th at the Woodlands Country Club. And that's the first time we've ever been out there. But
yeah.
We've got about 50 players signed up, and let's look forward to that.
Yeah, so you were telling me that you went out there recently to Woodlands, and it seems like a pretty nice setup. They were excited to have us and host us.
Absolutely. I went out there, and I'd never met the guy that was over all the administration piece out there, and he invited us to come out there and invited me to come out there this afternoon, actually, to kind of do some preparation for it. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, I know that a lot of the guys that I've spoken to really enjoy the community and fellowship they get when they go out and play. Of course, we all like to sling a club or two every now and then.
Yes, the fellowship is just priceless, you know.
It is.
You just get a lot of time between shots and all that just to talk and laugh and just meet new friends.
Mm.
And then, you know, reestablish some old friendships.
Yeah.
Some people have not seen each other for a while. And then we usually have a speaker, which David Henderson will be our speaker for this one. And they'll share some form of what the Lord's doing in their life and a little bit about their faith and the difference it makes in their lives. And it just touches everybody, encourages all of us.
Mm, yeah. And there's a sense of discipleship that goes on, even in the small time that we have there at the golf tournament. I know that's something that you like to have as a guide for a lot of the different things that you do in the sports ministry.
Yeah, I think one of the verses that summarizes all that up is that, and there's several, but this one in particular that says, whether you eat, drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
Mm.
And I think that he wants us to be conscious of him wherever we are.
Sure.
And this is just another opportunity. A golf course is just as good as any other place to be able to share Christ and enjoy him in all that we do out there.
Yeah. Well, I know that we've got some other things coming up. Would you care to talk about some of the things that you've got on the calendar or that you're excited about?
Absolutely. This summer is kind of what we've got really looking forward to that we just finished planning for. We've got June through August. We'll have basketball in the gym for all the different age groups. They'll come in at different times. Second and third grade boys and second and third grade girls. They'll all come in at different slots of time.
Sure.
And then we'll have fourth and fifth. And then the middle school and high school will come in. And they'll all have their different pieces of 2-3 hours in the gym. And we'll do some kind of like mini camps with them, teach them the game, work on skills and all that. But then we'll also play and have some competition and just enjoy the fun of the game. So that's pretty much the way the summer will be. We're also still entertaining clinics with related to tennis and related to soccer.
Sure.
And we haven't quite got there yet. We've had some tough to get a place. You know, we've been turned down a couple of places just because of the COVID-19.
Right.
But we're still hoping that will work, too.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I know the basketball leagues are a huge hit. So are the leagues separate from the summer camps that you're doing this summer?
Yes. The league, that's just been a really gift from the Lord to set that up. Because what we've got with the league, and it starts in the fall and goes into the early spring.
Sure.
And so we even start sign-ups for that in September, and then we start playing in late October, and then goes through February.
Yeah.
And the way the league is set up, we have 26 churches involved in that, throughout the Columbia area, which is just a blessing to be able to reach out to all these different churches. And then from our church, from within First Pres, you know, we have about 18 to 20 teams.
Oh, wow.
Just from our congregation. Yeah. So I don't know if we can do that again. They had to shut that down last year because of the COVID-19. But it looks like things are starting to open up a little bit more. So we'll have to make a decision on that in July.
Yeah.
And then if we get the green light, then we'll get everybody going again.
Man, that's excellent.
And it's just a great the referees are good. The fans come. We have about hundreds of fans
at
all the different
neat.
Games because we have First Pres. We have about 150 people at each. Like we play like at 8:30, then 9:30, then 10:30.
So
each hour we have about 150 people there, and then we have besides First Pres, we have seven other facilities that we use throughout the Columbia area.
And
they do the same thing.
That's amazing. So that brings an aspect of not only discipleship, but evangelism, because we're able to minister to people outside of our church family as well.
Absolutely. And that's what we really embrace, that because basketball, again, is a tool.
Yeah.
As much as we love the game and all the details with it and all that, it's a chance to be able to bring people in and let them hear the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to hear it in such a sweet way and in such a great environment that it's just a really good opportunity.
And you all do basically like halftime devotionals, is that right?
That's a good question. We actually we'll do a little warm up. Everybody comes in the gym and warms up at their particular goal and all that. And then I'll blow the horn or a whistle or something, and then we get everybody together. Well, the fans are situated in the stands.
Sure.
And then the kids will sit all in front of me or whoever's doing the devotion.
Right.
And so everybody can hear good. And then we just share the gospel for probably maybe 6 to 8 minutes, something like that. And then we jump right into playing.
That's so neat. And I love this story. If you wouldn't mind sharing it, you told me before that there was a young gentleman who asked you, what does Jesus have to do with playing basketball, or what does basketball have to do with Jesus?
Yes. First of all, that's a real story too.
Yeah.
But, yes, this is a third grader, and, this is actually one of our camps too. He was sitting on the floor, and I could tell he had never been there before, and I was going over a few of the things that we do and learning some scripture and learning about the Lord. And he raised his hand, and I could tell he really wanted to ask something.
Yeah.
So I called on him and just said, "Yes, sir, what would you like to say?" And he said, "You know, Coach, what does Jesus have to do with basketball?" and that's a profound question.
How great.
You know, because – that's what one of the reasons that we're doing this, because we want people to understand how does Jesus fit into everything.
Yes.
You know, whether, no matter where you are, it gets back to that verse again, whether you eat, drink, or whatever you do. So
absolutely,
it all fits together, but we all have to learn that. That's not something you just wake up and know.
Intuitively, right.
So that's one of the reasons that we try to get it all fit together.
Yeah. Well, that's so wonderful. Yeah, I think that's a great point, that we all have to learn that.
Mm.
And what a great way for those young people to come and to learn how Jesus is the reason for everything that we do. Yeah, that's wonderful. Yes. And it's a great ministry that you're able to do and to accomplish. So the basketball ministry, the camps, you said June through August, and then the league. Lord willing.
Yeah, we'll start sign up for the league in September, and then once we get into October, we start meeting with the other, bring in all the churches so we can all meet together and talk about the season.
Yeah, that's excellent. So I've seen some of the ministries that we do with communities that walk in the gym and folks that share the gym for times of walking. Is that year-round activities that folks get to do?
Well, thanks for bringing that up, because we just started that. It's probably been 2 months ago,
okay.
I guess.
Yeah.
My wife and I kind of head that up, and we just wanted to introduce an opportunity to actually walk in the gym and really stay active.
Sure.
And particularly some of the challenges that people have about getting out and all that. we have the gym set up, and our gym is plenty big enough to actually have a walking track.
Yeah.
So we put some cones out and spread them all out, and it's a great way to be able to come with somebody else. You can walk together, which is what a lot of people do.
Certainly.
And 16 times around the gym is a mile.
Okay.
You know, and we put some music on. It's Christian music, really fun to listen to.
Sure.
It's just a great way to fellowship, exercise, and do all that at the same time.
Yeah, I'd imagine if you're there with friends, talking with some friends, got some good music playing, you can walk a mile in no time.
Yeah, that's what most of them, I think, experience. I know I've done it a good bit, so you don't even realize you're exercising.
Sure, yeah.
So that helps.
Yeah, it does help a lot. If you're doing it by yourself and in quiet,
right.
that might take a while.
Well, you know, we got the summer coming up, you know, when the heat in Columbia is pretty brutal at
times.
Well,
you say summer coming up. Today it's supposed to be 87 degrees.
Well, that's true. That's right. Yeah, South Carolina doesn't wait for
June. We're there. Well, really, I think the last question I have for you, and then I'll open the floor up to you if you have anything you'd like to share with anybody, but the last question I have is, how can the members of the church be in prayer for the sports ministry?
Well, I think just being conscious of what's already going on, you know, and just lifting these things up. The league is such an important part because of the outreach and inreach and number of people that come are staggering, and there's so many people there that don't know the Lord. Mm. Yet, and but we think that they will.
Yeah,
we're
absolutely
hoping that they will. So prayer for that is really huge.
Mm.
And you know, as anything, you know, we want to make sure that it's the Lord leading the way. You know, when you're doing a lot of activity and stuff, the focus can easily be on the activity. But we really try to make a special effort, and prayer really helps that.
Mm.
Is to keep the focus right. But that's the challenge that we have, and the Lord has met that challenge because it's obviously led by Him.
Yeah.
But we need to keep that up.
Yeah, and an encouragement for that specific type of prayer. We recently had a meeting for evangelism and discipleship that I was fortunate to hear the speaker, and he said that one of his mottos is that he hopes to be the answered prayer of some grandmother somewhere.
Oh, isn't that great?
When he goes and speaks to someone.
Yeah.
And so the prayers of our members of this church, God may answer one of the prayers of someone in our church who's just praying for our outreach to those kids and families within the basketball ministry. So that was encouraging to me
when he spoke that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that goes along with, I've had people stop me at the end and say, you know, give me feedback on the, you know, how blessed they were by what the Lord had to say.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's been prayers that have gone with that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's like I said, it's just such a great combination of having people that are already very mature in their faith, but just still want to grow and just continue on in that journey, and then others that are hearing it for the first time, just something about the setting that helps to be more receptive, maybe some of the people
absolutely
who have not given, you know, maybe have not looked at the Lord all that much, but they love the basketball setting, they love being the families are there. You got the children of the parent. You've got a grandfather there.
Sure.
So it's just a nice setting. So we pray the Lord uses all that to open hearts.
Absolutely.
And I would say as far as other things too, special needs is something that we do that's very special.
Yeah.
We have special needs families that participate. We have a fall gathering with them. That's just really good. And those kids can get out there and they do soccer.
Yeah.
We do some baseball.
Absolutely.
We do a little parachute. We've got, it's a lot of fun for them. Beanbag toss. I mean, we created all kind of games that they just really enjoy, and parents all there, and we have lots of people that come out and help with that.
Sure.
Just people from our congregation that want to serve. And
you all do that in partnership with the Arise Ministry?
Well, at our church. Sure. Yeah, our church has a branch of kids that go to particular classes and
sure.
all that.
Yeah.
So I've gotten to know the families
yeah.
well. And
how wonderful are they?
We all come. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, the messages they speak is priceless.
Oh, my goodness, I know.
Yes. Everybody will tell you the same thing, that the blessing comes the way of the people who are supposed to be leading the way, but we're actually following their way.
You get that right.
So it's and then Chef Richard does this huge lunch for everybody so we can enjoy sitting around the table together after we get done. But we do one in the fall and one in the spring, and we're hoping to add to that. We want to maybe do it more often.
Mm.
So that's one of the goals that we've got for the future.
That's great. Is there any other things that you have on your mind that you're particularly excited about you want to mention?
Well, I'm always open to different activities, you know, like we're trying to get soccer started.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been able to do a whole lot of that because you've got to have a field.
Right.
But we're looking at there's a school out there that is involved in our basketball league, and they have a small soccer field in the back of their facility.
Sure.
And they've invited us to come out and look at that and see if maybe we could use that. So we're going to explore that.
Yeah.
There's also some other places, some other fields that we're looking to see if we could rent or
sure.
use in some form.
So what you're saying is if anybody who's listening has a soccer field in their backyard,
oh,
give
yeah.
you a call.
That's
we
right.
We can use it.
Absolutely. We promise we won't mess it up. You know, we can come out and mow the grass for them.
Yeah,
or
yeah. We'll free yard maintenance.
Yes, but soccer is a great sport. Brings people together in a great
yeah.
way, and most anybody can play it. You know, if you can run around a little bit. So anyway, that's definitely one goal of the church, and but we got to start somewhere.
Yeah. Well, it's really fun to hear about all the ways the Lord's using the sports ministry, the ways that you're
Absolutely.
Serving in it. I know that we're extremely grateful for the way that you serve in the sports ministry. And I've heard from mm-hmm. many folks about how thankful they are for your mm-hmm. ministry. So thank you for coming on here to share some of the things that are going on.
Well, I would, to piggyback on what you just said, the miracle that the Lord has shown us is the number of people that participate. This would shut down real quickly
yeah.
if we didn't have – we have volunteers, coaches. We
wow.
have to have two coaches for every team.
Wow.
And we've got 18 to 20 teams just right there.
Yeah.
You're looking at numbers that are just staggering.
Yeah.
But it's just people like yourself that have gotten involved in some way and participated and want to help and be a part of the ministry. Whether it's coming to a golf tournament or whether it's,
sure.
you know, wanting to be a coach.
Sure.
It's just truly a miracle. And,
yeah.
and that keeps us humble
mm-hmm.
that it's that way. And the Lord just continues to help it grow.
Mm-hmm.
So we all have a very thankful heart mm-hmm. that we can even consider doing
yeah.
this.
And even the fact that the ministry, the sports ministry as a whole, has been sustained through the period
of
the last
example.
Year,
where sports
nationwide have been shut
yeah.
down.
Right.
That is a testament of the Lord's faithfulness.
Well, I think we started this ministry in 1993.
Wow.
And we didn't have anything. When we started, we had no gym and nothing. But we had the kids that came forward real quickly.
Yeah.
But we had to figure out, well, we got to have a place to play.
Yeah.
So we went to some schools and
sure.
just tried to figure out some place we could play. And then I think it's 6-7 years down the road in year 2000, the gym was built. The facility
wow.
we have now, Family
yeah.
Life Center, was built. And then it just continued on from there. But the Lord started this even before we had nothing, which is another reminder that he provided.
Yeah.
Because we had absolutely nothing.
True to God's character, he does create things out of nothing.
Yes, he does. That is right.
Well, Jimmy, thanks for coming on and
okay.
on the podcast to talk about
yeah.
The sports ministry. We're extremely grateful for it.
Well, and I appreciate you because, you know, you and I've become friends.
Yes, absolutely.
And a lot of that we hooked up through the golf, really, is where all that really started.
Yeah.
And now we'll have that forever. So
absolutely. Yeah. And I'm extremely grateful for it.
Amen.
And thank you all for listening to us again this week. Of course, our hope And our prayer is that you will be built up as the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Thanks for joining us here on First Focus. If you'd like to stay connected with our show and be made aware of new episodes as they're released, download our app, FPC Cola, on the App Store or Google Play. We hope that you'll join us again next time. I'm Troy Cash, and until then, God bless.